Plans to build a controversial Islamic community center and mosque just blocks from ground zero cleared a major hurdle today. New York City's Landmarks Preservation Commission voted against protecting an old building on the proposed site. That means the Muslim organization planning the project is now one step closer to beginning construction, as NPR's Brian Reed reports.
At first, the hearing had the feel of an architecture lesson. It almost hid the tension.
Completed in 1857 to 58, this five-story store and loft building is a fine example of the Italian Renaissance-inspired palazzi.
Opponents of the Islamic Center had been hoping the commission would protect this one building, 45 to 47 Park Place. That would mean the Cordoba Initiative, the Muslim group planning the center, would have had to go through more public hearings in order to get permission to break ground. But one by one today, the nine commissioners voted against doing that, saying the building didn't meet the criteria of a standalone historic landmark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
As soon as the meeting adjourned, several people in attendance began to shout their displeasure.
It's a Trojan horse!
Shame on you, one woman chanted. Another held a sign that read, No 9/11 Victory Mosque. Joan Romanelli worked near the World Trade Center on September 11th, and she came to see the vote.
For months, getting off the subway, I would have to smell the odor of what, I didn't know what it was, and I was told it was the burning bodies. That is embedded in my mind for the rest of my life. And how can anyone just say this is okay?
Romanelli was less upset about the use of the site, that it would be turned into a mosque, than the fact that the building would be demolished for it.
There are ashes in that building. There is a part of the plane in that building. And I think destroying that is destroying a part of our history and our past. We need to honor these things, not just tear them down.
The Islamic Center, and in particular its proximity to the World Trade Center, has sparked national criticism in recent months from prominent Republicans like Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich, but also the Anti-Defamation League. Still, the mosque has plenty of supporters, including the families of some 9/11 victims. They say it will be an open community center with not only a place for prayer, but also an auditorium, a swimming pool, and restaurants. The whole point of the project, they say, is to promote the religious freedoms the 9/11 terrorists were attacking. Today, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg echoed that sentiment in praising the project.
It was exactly that spirit of openness and acceptance that was attacked on 9/11/2001. On that day, 3,000 people were killed because some murderous fanatics didn't want us to enjoy the freedoms to profess our own faiths.
Opponents vow to continue to fight the center, but they don't have much recourse outside of a possible lawsuit. The decision from the Landmark Preservation Commission can't be appealed. Brian Reed, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.